We're Alive is brought to you by...
HostGator.com is the bomb diggity. Get your hot, fresh, steamy website and amazing top-tier hosting at way low costs with HostGator. Need a kick-ass domain name that people will actually remember? Grab a .net. Have a question, comment, or need someone to talk to on Christmas Eve? HostGator offers 24/7, 365 phone, chat, and email support. Even if your website is a big old fatty, HostGator can handle it with shared VPs and dedicated servers. If you want to move your existing site on over, we'll take care of it for you with our trained team of website lifters and shifters. So head over to HostGator.com, buy some hosting, get some .NETs, and use coupon code ALIVE30 to get 30% off the whole shebang and to support this show. Once again, use code ALIVE30 for an additional 30% off your entire order. HostGator, we eat up the competition.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 38. Unity makes strength. Part 3 of 3.
From the colony? Did you see who it was?
There were two in the car. Couldn't see the passenger, but that old dude was driving.
Glenn?
Nah, he was at the gate with us.
Bert.
No one's supposed to leave without our escort, right?
No, and he knows that.
Wait, what does that mean?
He left.
Like, left? For good?
Do you want us to go after them? Wait, hold on.
What are you doing?
Hold on. I'm turning around.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe he left to get something and just didn't tell anyone.
I don't think so.
Why would he do that?
Just relax. There's nobody behind us.
You said no one would see.
I mean, what are the chances? I mean, I'd figure it'd be hours before they'd find my note. Hey, relax. We're gonna be fine. Got enough food and water to get us started. I got an idea on a place we can get more ammo, and maybe I bet a new bow's not hard to find.
It's not that.
Well, then?
I couldn't say goodbye.
You really want the farewell that Saul and them got? This isn't goodbye, it's... just see in a while. You're not so damn blind.
Okay. Left at the next street.
Gotcha. I'm glad I had that map. I made getting out of here a damn maze.
I think it's supposed to be like that.
Look, we're doing the right thing.
I know.
We will find her.
Where are we going first?
Well, let's see. Let's look around for some place out of the way for a base camp. Maybe hold over in the building next to the old tower. We had a safe room in there that we could use for the night. And then I figure we could make our way back to their mall and any other place they might have been before that. Hey, if Scratch is running, chances are good she's gonna try and go someplace familiar first.
What if the colony ends up really needing us?
I doubt they will. But if so, I still got one of the police radios. They'll be just fine. They need us to do this. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay.
Thank you.
Dunbar Apartments was just as we left it. The generators must have run dry earlier, but thankfully none of the freezers started thawing out yet. After we got the power running again and the other important stuff was done, we started unloading everything from the car.
Last load, right?
Yeah, this is it.
Good.
Wimp.
You mind going down and shutting off the elevator? I got these.
Ah, sure. No problem. It's coming back up. That'll be a pain.
It's only 7 floors. Get over it.
Wish we could leave it on all the time. I love this thing.
This is it. The rest are by the elevator.
All right, go ahead and set that on the counter. I'll get the rest.
No, I'll get it in a sec. Jeez, what's in here? Liz, you didn't think there'd be pots or pans already here?
Well, I didn't know. And it's not all that. It's a lot of baby stuff.
Why do you think we chose this apartment? There's already a baby room.
Trust me, we'll need all the diapers we can get. And I already went through what they had. There aren't many left. See? Well, some of this is what we brought with us, but before we unpack it all, I mean, I don't know, this isn't as high as I thought.
7 floors is enough.
But there's a window. If the baby starts crying, then...
These walls are solid brick. And like triple pane windows. You can't hear shit from outside.
Oh, really? Wow.
Just a little better from the last tower, huh?
It is. But it feels kind of the same, you know? Like nostalgic.
That's just because you've been living in suburbia for a while. Welcome back to the city.
So where did you live?
Vic and I live down the hall. I'll just grab my stuff once we get you unpacked here.
What about CJ?
Down at the other end. Which reminds me, she gave me a list of the crap she wants from there. We'll pack it up maybe tomorrow.
Just down the hall, huh?
Look, for the last time, nothing happened. I made sure she knew that you're it for me.
I'm it, huh?
Hey, you left these in the hall.
Oh, hey, go ahead and put them in the kitchen.
Hey, this is the baby room. Nice. Pink?
Hey, we take what we can get. Crib and all. This is all good, right? This'll work. It's not like the wrong size or...
No, this is great.
So you're good. I was gonna go pack up some of your stuff from our place.
Nah, man. You don't have to do that. I can.
I got it, man. This'll be cool, you know? Just us here.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me get started. You need anything? Just say, all right? Oh, crap. They know I'm back.
Just watch your pillow.
Hey, you can't do that anymore, man. I'm changing the locks.
What? Just guy stuff.
So I'm it, huh? That's what you told her? She asked? How did that come up?
Look. She may have been all interested and stuff, but nothing happened.
You didn't say that before.
I didn't want to make it an issue. Look, trust me, I didn't do anything.
Did she try something? What?
Okay, she might have tried to kiss me once, but I was like, no, and pushed her away.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Nothing else? Anything at all?
Well, she kinda, sorta, might have flashed us once. Does that count? But Vic was there too, and, you know, man, don't be like that. I'm being honest.
Now you are.
She just got attacked and had blood on her.
I don't want to hear it. How do I know there wasn't more? Apparently, I have to ask specific questions to get the truth.
Me? Huh? You gotta ask me? What about you? What about that whole furniture store thing?
You seriously just brought that up? You the worst fucking memory. The worst fucking moment of my life.
No, you don't know how I felt either.
You really want to compare?
I know it's not your fault, but you were with him. Okay, bad choice of words.
For your information, I was not with him, and nothing happened.
Nothing happened? Seriously? And you didn't say that sooner.
Like, I'm going to bring it up? And I didn't even know you knew.
Wait, so you weren't going to be honest with me? I had to bring it up?
Just get out.
What? I...
Out!
You know what? No. I'm not gonna walk out on this. I can't.
But I want you to leave.
Yeah, well, that's not how I work. We sit here and we work this shit out.
Well then you'll be sitting there for a very long time.
Ooh. Man, it's hot in here. You hot?
I was fine. No, now it's cold.
I know you're mad, but my mama told me once that you find someone you care about, you don't ever stop fighting. That's what my dad did. Stop fighting. The worst thing you can do is run away. I didn't. I haven't. I just got you back, and I ain't ever letting you out of my sight. Let's just forget that stuff, okay? It's just us now.
And Victor.
And Victor.
You're poking me in the leg. Are you?
Well, what? No.
Then what is this?
Whoa, hey, you don't need to be doing that.
What's in your pocket?
Don't you be doing that.
What? What's in there?
It's not the time.
Not the time for what?
We just got done arguing. No, not now.
Well, now I'm just gonna have to get it from you.
Hey, stop it. You can't be doing this. You're pregnant.
Just means you can't fight back. Haha, it's mine.
You're gonna tear my pants. Just get off.
I got it. So?
I told you it wasn't the right time. But if you're gonna be stubborn, I know it's just a rock on the ring. And it didn't cost me 3 months' pay, but. Well, here.
Aren't you going to say something?
Aren't you?
You didn't ask me anything.
Oh, right. Will you, Elizabeth Fabre, be my wife?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yes, I will.
Oh, my.
So, oh, my God.
Yes!
Saul, it's beautiful.
Really? You think so?
Uh-huh.
Vic! Hey, Vic!
Hey, what's up? You need help?
She said yes!
No shit! Well, that didn't take you long. Couldn't wait, huh?
Told you you're it for me.
I'm it.
Hey, yeah, what's up? Someone paging us?
Hold on the line for Michael.
Hey, can I tell him?
No. You let me tell people. Don't go spoiling it.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. I'm just, like, really excited, man. But they're going to know soon, right? I mean, you're going to get everybody together, right?
Clearly, if we're going to have, like, a ceremony or something, we're going to have to wait till after this one's born, though.
Really? I thought this could be it, you know? Do we really have to go through all that formal stuff? Can't we just say, we're together, and that's it?
Are you kidding? You're kidding, right?
Yes.
You know what your mom would say?
It'd just be easier. I mean, Victor here is our witness.
No, I would want to do it right, even in some way. Just because all this is going on doesn't mean we can't still have some traditions.
Traditions.
Victor.
Yeah, what's up, man? ¿Qué pasó?
Hey, it fits. Surprised you found one my size.
Do you have any faith in me?
I'm your best man.
No. Bert. But you could be the ring bearer.
That's messed up, dude.
Have you seen Bert?
What? No, why? Is he coming up here? We haven't even started packing CJ's stuff yet.
Everything okay?
I don't know. Hey, is everything good?
Hold on. We found something.
This was in his room.
What? What is it?
What'd you find?
Bert wrote a letter before he left.
You can't leave me hanging like that.
He's not coming back. After he talked to you, what did you say?
Me? That? That's why he left? I told him that we shouldn't go after Scratch and that it wouldn't be worth it.
Why didn't you have him talk to me? Or at least bring me in on it?
It's not like I went to him with that intention. Why would that matter?
Because you can't just tell Bert no. You have to give him a better option or some outlet.
I did. I said that if she came back here, we'd be ready.
Hello? We're still waiting. Will you tell us something? Don't leave us in the dark!
Tell him that... Just... Here, give it to me. Bert's on special detail. He may stop by. Let us know if he does.
It said Riley was with him.
And Riley, too.
That's it?
Yeah. Sorry for the delay. We were just discussing something.
What? We're just gonna lie to everyone about this?
No. Since you know him so well, you'll have to deal with him.
Wait, what?
As far as everyone here is... concerned, he's on one of your teams.
No, that's not exactly...
Do you want to have the alternative? How do you military guys handle people who just get up and leave?
I see your point.
Can't exactly say I would welcome him back with open arms, but I understand where he's coming from. No one here would have a problem if Bert was sent to find Scratch, but they would if they knew that he left on his own accord.
I understand.
What about you?
Yeah.
What?
Ma'am, you were right. We have one of the police radios missing. Should I have Glenn change the codes?
No, that's all right. We know who has it. Take it off the inventory.
You sure? Okay.
If he has a radio, then he heard all that.
Here, you mind? Victor! Just FYI, Bert and Riley are on one of my special teams. I'm responsible for them, okay?
Yeah. Okay, sure.
I thought he might respond.
I'm sure he gets it.
Or he wasn't listening.
Whatever he does now, there's nothing we can do about it. You put your team together yet? She on it?
Me? No.
Good. I was gonna say we're gonna need you on the farm. Doesn't take much to know that the garden was a mess before. Let me know whatever you need.
Well, we sort of need more areas to grow things, if we want to start relying on it as a source of food.
Why don't you write what sort of square footage you might need and what crop rotations will give us the best yields and how much? We need to plan this out so we can stop relying so heavily on what we have in storage.
Yeah, okay.
Now that the walls are done, food can be our next priority.
Wait, they're done?
Just a few small areas being fixed now. You might as well get started on your project. Robbins and the other guy just got back. They're all waiting for you outside. Pegs, you mind writing down your plan and bringing me something by this afternoon? I need to go lay down.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, What about the training?
You can handle both at the same time, right?
Yeah. And thanks for, the Bert thing.
I'm just trying to keep all this together. Doesn't make sense to tear us apart now.
That's great that you're able to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess I need to,
What I was trying to say before...
Yeah?
I was kind of harsh. I know it really hurt you. You're kind of fragile, and...
Are you trying to make me feel better?
I just want to make it clear that just because we're both here, that things can't just start up again.
Oh, I got that.
But it doesn't mean that I don't still care about you.
I'm not sure you can have both.
A lot happened. A lot without you. I can't just jump from one relationship to another.
You already... You need time.
Yeah.
And space.
Yeah. We both have a lot on our plates now. Can we just focus on that?
So, we just live in parallel? That's what you want?
No, I don't want to have to be distant from you. Do we have to do that? Can't we just not focus on any relationship stuff?
That's the most complicated version of let's be friends I've ever heard.
Okay. I did not want it to come out like that.
So that's not what you want?
No, I just want... I need something simple right now. If we both sometime later decide we can try again, then great. But just not now. I really missed being around you. And maybe what we had can happen again. But this time, the right way. It was weird last time, and I don't think either one of us knew what was going on.
That's fair.
Okay. Well, I need to get started on this if I'm going to have it ready by this afternoon. Which is, oh my gosh, not a lot of time.
Yeah, I guess I need to get moving too. What about a movie Friday night? Too soon?
How about lunch in the dining hall? I still haven't heard much about Border One.
I'll see you then.
The grin on this guy's face.
Someone was fucking.
Yeah, he was. Look at that. And CJ just left a minute ago, too. Damn, son, she just got out of hospital.
Michael, you're a little slut.
Oh, I swear. You're worse when you're together.
We should be taking numbers here. Jesus, you can't just hog it all to yourself.
I don't even know what to say.
Of course you don't, princess.
That's because you're a virgin.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you had your fun.
The walls are done, right? We gotta start training people up on the 50 cal.
No, we gotta pass on that. Well, we still need to do it, but we can get started on our search.
Yeah, about damn time. Find their little nest.
You really think they're gathering up in one place?
What about the one in the suit that has everyone freaked out?
I thought the whole point was to track where those number ones were coming from.
And the big ones.
Just gotta follow them. That's what I've been saying.
It might be hard. We didn't see any out there when we grabbed the part for the gate.
Yeah, but you weren't really looking for them, were you?
Well, no.
I don't really know what exactly we're searching for, but that's all part of it.
I gotta say, man, I ran into that lawyer chick. She says she's working with us, that true?
Yeah, Kelly's processing all the information we have so far, along with Tanya. There's still a lot to fill you in on, but each recorded account leads us closer to figuring out more about them.
Does that mean we gotta keep detailed logs, too?
Yep.
Damn.
It's the only way we know as much as we do now, and the way we're gonna find out where they're hiding.
I got a few ideas about how we can do that.
Great. So do I. We'll go over plans after I bring you all up to speed. It's time we get started. How optimistic we were. And foolish. Weeks and weeks were spent wandering in all directions. It'd be 4 months before we found something that would bring us closer. The day that Randy and I would see each other again.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk, Constance Parn, Blair Wayland,
Elisa Elliott,
Shirley Jordan,
Scott Marvin, Claire Doden,
Brett Newton,
Jay Olegario,
Graham Bechtel,
Glenn Hoffner, and
Jane Lehosh.
I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producer, Alex Herrera. Zinterns, Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean. Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.